Although Elon Musk himself has been on the campaign trail for former President Donald Trump, his electric car company, Tesla, is endorsing a policy the former president has promised to dismantle. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, lay this out for us. What's going on?
Well, basically, what we have here is a situation that California is looking at trying to get its air cleaner and lead the planet in climate change. And one of the ways to do that is reduce the amount of carbon in our gasoline. Now, we're already paying, you know, the second highest or the highest prices sometimes in the nation already because of our clean air standards and taxes and other add-ons that make us different than other states. And this is a new one that's coming up for review, and California wants to do it, or at least the clean air advocates within the government and the Air Resource Board are looking at doing it. Redoing the refinery, reducing the amount of carbon emissions. But the catch is that by its own estimates, this could increase the price of gasoline by up to 47 cents a gallon. Right? That's quite a bite. That's a bite for you and me, but it could be a boon for electronic car manufacturers who is a big selling point is that it's cheaper than going by gas. The higher the gas prices, the more demand there are for cars. And that's why Tesla and about a half dozen other EV manufacturers, including General Motors, Audi, Rivian, and Hyundai, sent in a letter for support. How does this jive or not jive with Elon Musk and Donald Trump, who said he's opposed to these types of things? It's business is business, baby. I mean, Elon might be crazy, but he's not stupid. He knows that this would help his sagging electric car Tesla sales in California. And he looks at it and says, hey, maybe we'll deal it down the line with Trump. But right now, let's score a win in California.
I mean, these guys, they're besties on the campaign trail. What happens when Trump or if Trump gets elected, if he does dismantle, what happens to that?
If he does dismantle it, well, then Musk will have to deal with that. But I think he'd be in a better position to avoid that dismantling if he's bro to bro with Trump than if he's on the opposite end. If Harris is in office and the Democrats are continuing on the big green movement, there's a good chance that these would go through no matter what. So, you know, he's playing both sides of the table. And like I said, he might be crazy to a lot of people, but he didn't get to be one of the world's richest men by playing it stupid. He's long made money off various climate change programs, whether it's for his batteries or for his cars. He's taken advantage of tax breaks. He didn't get there by, you know, like I said, putting politics first. So when it comes down to it, business is business for Elon and a whole lot of other people backing Trump.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.